China is buying up copious amounts of gold, and we cover some ASX company news and insights with Michael Hill Jewelers, Judo Capital, and Fiducian Group. You have arrived at the Chris Coe & Associates Finance and Investing Podcast with your host, Chris Coe, a Wanaka-based investment advisor and avid share market investor. Just a reminder that the ASX and New Zealand share markets are closed Thursday. Tomorrow, the Anzac Day, lest we forget. Starting with gold, which has pulled back a bit as tensions ease between Israel and Iran, although longer term, we remain bullish. Our preferred exposure to rising gold prices is having a number of gold miners, which should not get sold off as much if the gold price continues to correct, considering they have not really kept up with the astronomical rise in the gold price. Chinese consumers have typically snapped up gold when prices drop, which has helped establish a floor for the market during times of weakness. And currently, demand from Chinese consumers is elevated. Central bank buying from BRICS nations is unlikely to ease anytime soon. And there is still a chance the war in the Middle East could escalate further. Gold is seen as a safe haven asset in times of geopolitical tensions. Gold's the only hard financial asset that central banks can hold that cannot be sanctioned or confiscated. Gold can be held off the grid. The confiscation of Russia's 480 odd billion in cash has highlighted this and seems to, by the US, and seems to have spurred increased central bank gold buying. Although Israel and Iran squaring off did not escalate further, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu needs to keep the war going or risk his government collapsing and leaving him exposed to the corruption trial against him that is currently paused due to the war. We recommended a new gold miner in the recommended portfolio this month, and if you'd like to sign up for a free trial, there's a link in the show notes. Moving on to equities news, and speaking of gold, Michael Hill Jewelers is looking to rebrand so it can compete with premium jewelers, bringing supermodel Miranda Kerr on board to front the campaign at God knows what cost. Michael Hill is struggling as gold and diamond prices are currently higher, putting pressure on margins, and trading conditions are also tough. Michael Hill's still profitable though and pays a dividend. Debt's lifted but is still manageable with a closing net debt position of $11.6 million at the end of December last year. Having deployed cash to support ongoing investment in the core business and because of the Bevels acquisition, Michael Hill currently trades on a single digit PE ratio of around 7. And offers a current dividend yield of around 11%. The price is currently around 66 cents, down from a high of around $1.45 in January 2022. And the share price decline could quite easily continue in the near future. Although one director has taken advantage of the current share price weakness to pick up $48,000 worth of shares on market in March, and another director picked up 11,000 in February on market as well. We'll keep Michael Hill on the watch list for the time being and see how this rebranding to a more premium brand goes. The input costs could stay high for a bit longer yet, especially gold. Not sure about diamonds. And these subdued trading conditions probably be more stake subdued for the time being anyway, but we'll keep a lookout for it, keep it on the radar. Moving to banking, and Judo Capital is an ASX listed small and medium business lender, which was started by some ex-National Australia Bank employees. Judo received an upgrade to its credit rating after a review from global ratings agency Standard & Poor's reviewed the Australian banking industry recently, and Judo received an upgrade to its issuer credit rating to BBB stable, which will help with any future funding. It also announced this month that the loan book had exceeded $10 billion after 5 years of having a banking licence, representing an average growth rate of 135% per year. Judo covers an area that is largely ignored by the Big Four banks, so while Judo could come to dominate this niche, small and medium businesses are riskier, especially in turbulent economic conditions. Again, it's one we'll keep on the watch list for now. Share price has risen quite a bit, actually. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's risen a bit lately. One of our better performing companies in our recommended portfolio is Fiducian Group, which is a financial services company, and it also has funds and offers platform services as well to financial advisors. Share price reversed a downtrend after rates rose sharply. And after a resilient result for the half year to December, and which continued into the March quarter, revealing net inflows into the core platform have been steady and funds under management have increased over the last year. I've held this company personally since 2013 and rate it highly. The Fiducian funds have consistently been top performers in each category. The company has no debt and is in a good position to grow further through acquisitions. Well, that's it for today, and we will broadcast again next week. Take care and remember, if you look at a company's website and can't figure out what they do reasonably easily, then it is probably best to avoid investing in it.